sorry, that was the Reynolds number with All Fall Down. Before that, you heard Upside Drown with Still the Arrow. Got one last track for you this morning. It's a little bit different from what we've been hearing so far. This is from a Dust to Digital compilation called Sorrow Come Pass Me Around, a survey of rural black religious music. This is Will the Circle Be Unbroken.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. When the cycle be unbroken, in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I was standing by my window one warm rainy day, when that hearse come rolling, take my dear old mother away. When the cycle be unbroken, in the sky, Lord, in the sky. When the cycle be unbroken, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
It's Identical Twin Boys, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. It was a happy day on May 18, 2013, for country music singer Shelley Wright and her wife Lauren Blitzer Wright, who became proud parents of identical twin boys. The singer gave birth to the children in New York City. The baby boys were named after their great-grandfathers, George Samuel and Everett Joseph. While delivered early, they were declared healthy and thriving. In April 2011, Wright's publicist announced that the singer was engaged to LGBT rights advocate Lauren Blitzer. They were married by a rabbi and a reverend in Connecticut in August of that year. In January 2013, the couple announced Shelley was expecting identical twins, and the sex of the twins was announced in March. With signs of preterm labor, Shelley canceled the show in April and stopped traveling by doctor's orders. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Roby Martin.
All right, at 9 o'clock, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I'm going to start off the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. Here we go.
Thank you. As you know, this is the very first time Eddie and I ever played together, so we're just doing what we're going to do, you know, up here, you know. It's a sort of impromptu thing, you know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Jimmy Smith and Eddie Harris doing A Child Is Born. And we opened up with Bud Powell's version of Over the Rainbow. I'd like to say happy birthday to my sister Liz today on September 29th. And we'll get right back into the first hour here that's dedicated to Liz and on her birthday.
Maybe now you got family. Maybe now you got your God, your master God. Or maybe now you're online. Maybe now you're on cable. But now you're talking on the phone. You're on your mobile. Are you able to be free? Do you know what's on your menu? Do you understand the tree? Our future creatures. You really think you know? So you think you got the answer? Don't you think you ought to know? You're just a dancer. Money, so you got yourself a wife for life. And maybe now you're on call, got your cards out on the table, and now you're staking out the deal. How are you feeling? Don't think much about the land, you don't worry about the culture. When the forest turns sand, become a vulture. So you really think you know? So you think you got the question? So, Don't you think you ought to know?
So what?
If it's really your investment,
so what?
All the money that you make,
so what?
While you're poisoning the water,
so what?
All the medicine we take,
so what?
Well, you know we really bought it,
so what?
So you think you're pretty cool,
so what?
That's the way it's gotta be now,
so what?
Just a product you can sell,
so what?
But not to me now.
Okay, that was Rocky Mount, North Carolina's own Thelonious Monk doing Liza, All the Things, All the Clouds Will Roll Away. And before that, we heard Off Minor by Art Taylor, off the Taylor's Whalers LP. Well, You Needn't was by Donald Harrison, off his Heroes. Little Rudy Tootie was NRBQ and the Whole Wheat Horns, and then we opened up that set with So What by David Allen and Gong. WRIR wishes to thank founding underwriter, the Richmond Jazz Society, for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and features and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as an American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia, and see a calendar of events, including RJS Monthly Guest Educator Series, you may visit www.vajazz.org.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Charles. David and I invite you to join us every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. for the Motherland Influence, where we bring you the best in classic and contemporary African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
There's a jazz mass Sunday evenings at St. James Episcopal Church. This Sunday evening service combines the music of Richmond's finest jazz musicians with selections of poetry, prose, and scriptural readings in a Eucharistic setting. The service is held in Valentine Hall at the Meshaw House on the corner of Birch and West Franklin Streets at 5 p.m. Sundays. And tonight we're going to have Mike Davison performing for you. Support for WRIR is provided by TV Jerry, who has been producing creative media since 1989. TVJerry.com is also the home of Sifter, a new highly opinionated and sometimes snarky guide featuring reviews, previews, and profiles, many on video. TV Jerry and his contributors will cover movies, theater, art, music, food, style, and more at TVJerry.com. Today marks the birthday of my sister Liz, and I was featuring some music by Thelonious Monk, who's also from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And just a little, let you know a little bit about it. According to Sam Stevenson, author of an Oxford American article about Monk's Carolina roots, Rocky Mount was a thriving city in 1917 when Monk was born, and a intense tobacco culture flourished, and the rail yard was one of the largest in the entire South. Stevenson speculates those always may have inspired Monk's composition, Little Rudy Tootie, which features explicit train whistle sounds. He was almost 5 years old when he left here, and certainly he was well old enough to remember, Stevenson said. There would be train whistles all throughout his neighborhood all day long and all night long. There aren't any train whistles in New York City. Alan Gerganus, a writer from Rocky Mount, who was the author of The Last Confederate Widow, says he hears the legacy of Monk's birthplace in his playing. The contribution of that industrial sound overlaying a series of estranged melody, strangled melodies, which is what you feel in him sometimes, his flirtation with the melodic that's then sort of suppressed by these big chords and percussive overlay. I can't help hear Rocky Mount when I hear this music, Gerganus says. Jazz in the United States is often associated with urbanity in New York, among other major cities. However, a number of Monk's fellow jazz greats were also born in the South. The Carolinas alone can also claim Dizzy Gillespie, John Coltrane, and Max Roach. Perhaps more important than the South at large, however, was the influence that Thelonious Monk's mother exerted upon him. The pianist's son, T.S. Monk, recalls the presence of his grandmother in the Monk household. Now, Thelonious was a mama's boy, T.S. Monk says. I mean for real, and his mother lived with us and died with us in the same house. From his mother, who came from a well-to-do part of Rocky Mount's black community, Thelonious Monk inherited her taste in fine music, food, and clothing, according to Sam Stevenson. Monk also inherited a devout commitment to the church and to gospel music. On one of his albums, actually packed with original compositions, Monk recorded an old hymn, Abide With Me. I know that was a reminder to him about the church, T.S. Monk says. According to Stevenson, Monk returned to North Carolina only a handful of times and only once for an extended engagement, a 10-day stint at Raleigh's Frog and Nightgown Club in 1970. Still, he was proud of his Southern roots. Here's what Monk always used to tell me, says Paul Jeffrey, a saxophonist who worked with Monk for 6 years. You know, he said, I'm a Tar Heel. I think he was proud of being from North Carolina. Now we'll get back to some music here for Liz's birthday. Thank you. Okay, at 10 a.m., you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. And we just heard Sunday by John Coltrane and Paul Quinichette off the Catton with Coltrane and Quinichette album. Before that was Santa Maria, parenthetically Mother, by J.D. Allen. And it was preceded by Pete and Thomas, tribute to Ticklers, Jackie Byard from his Blues for Smoke. Now we're going to head up I-95 from Rocky Mount in North Carolina to a town in Northern Virginia, a city actually, called Alexandria, Virginia.
Seconds? What? I only got 30 seconds? Okay. This is DJ Graybeard here at WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm the host of The Other Black Music. Every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., I bring you music ignored by other Richmond radio stations. Zydeco, funk, rock, jazz, blues, all kinds of wonderful black music you don't get to hear anywhere else but here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM.
WIR wishes to thank founding underwriter of the Richmond Jazz Society for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as an American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia, and see a calendar of events, including RJS Monthly Guest Educator Series, you may visit www.vajazz.org. Okay, now we're going to feature some more local to Richmond music, and we're going to start out with a new release from Joy Spring by Mary Herman Garcia, and she's going to be singing about some familiar tunes in New Orleans.
Thank you. the moss-covered vines, those tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see that old lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring.
That was Mary Herman Garcia on her off her new CD, Joy Spring, with her dad, Al Herman, and her husband, Tony Garcia, on trombones. We had then it was Wells Hanley, John Connolly, Brian Sulzer, and C.J. Wolfe. Groove to an eclectic mix of jazz ensembles every Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. at Virginia Museum of Fine Arts' Best Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is presented to the public by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, in conjunction with the Richmond Jazz Society, free of charge. Light fare and beverages are available for sale. And this coming Thursday is Flo's Mellow Mood. Flo King sings romantic jazz standards in English, French, Spanish, and Portuguese, with Richard Harmon on keys, Matt Steele on bass, Mike Hogarth on drums, Brett King on trombone, and Jonathan Gibson on sax. Now we're going to head back to some more VCU jazz. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now that was second race by trumpeter Thad Jones. And here we go with another tune.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Courage and Closeness, Adam Larrabee composition by the VCU Carpenter Foundation Graduate Jazz Septet. And before that, we heard the Thad Jones composition, Second Race, featuring Victor Haskins on trumpet. And Victor will be here in the studio on Sunday, October 27th at 10:30 during our upcoming fun drive. He'll be showing up here along with Randall Farr on bass, Brian Jones on drums, Marcus Tinney on tenor sax, and John Wynn on alto sax, and hopefully a vocal or two by John Wynn. Now here's some more VCU jazz.
Thank you. Thank you.